You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Welcome, everybody, to GTT National Conference Call for August the 14th. And thank you very much, Jessica, from Way Around Tags for coming on with us today and giving us a presentation on this wonderful identification tool. And so without any further ado, if there's anything else you want to say about yourself or the company, please start out with that and then give us your presentation.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm especially delighted because we have just started working with Canadian Assistive Technology to offer Way Around in Canada. So I know several Canadians have been contacting me and saying, when are you guys going to do it? So we're just thrilled to be able to partner with them so you guys can get your hands on some Way Tags. Way Around was started about 3 years ago, and our co-founders both have vision loss themselves. They're trained as architects. They had been in business together right out of architectural school. Both had successful careers, and they retired and reconnected and discovered they had both had vision loss. Armin lost about 90% of his vision very quickly in his mid-50s, and Darwin was blind when he was a young man, and it was surgically corrected, and now he has macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy and all sorts of fun things that make his vision sort of shift over time. So they both have vision loss, and they have really different needs. And so they started talking about, you know, some of the things that they that would make their lives easier. And long story short, Way Around was born. It's an app for your smart device. It works with both iPhone and Android. It's a free app. If you haven't downloaded it, I'd encourage you to go ahead and do that. You can play around with it. But you also need Way Tags in order to make it work. If you're familiar with NFC technology, that's what a Way Tag is. It's a special kind of NFC tag that we've formatted to work with your iPhone or your Android. But they're tiny. They're about the size of a quarter, if you're familiar with U.S. currency, 25 millimeters, either square or round. And you can attach them to just about anything. They come as stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. I'll get into some of the different features of the different types of Way Tags later in the presentation. But the technology works exactly the same. You would just choose a button for something different than you would choose a sticker for. So instead of just telling you all about Way Around, I'd like to demonstrate. So I'm going to turn I'm turning VoiceOver on. I'm using an iPhone 7.
VoiceOver on. Way Around.
All right.
Double tap to open. Portrait.
And Albert, you'll just let me know if you can't hear the voiceover, but I'm assuming it's still going well. So
yes.
I'm just going to tap to open the app.
Way Around. Way Around. Heading level 1. Banner. Landmark.
And there is one setting I'm going to change really quickly because I was messing around. Excuse me while I jump through this.
Setting. Setting. Use Way Link. On back to scan. Back to Way Around. Heading level 1.
Okay, so that's what you just heard. I'll just swipe through so you can get a sense of what the screen is like.
Setting. Button. Scanner ready. Press the read button below. Then hold the top part of your phone on the Way Tag until you feel a double click. Read. Button. Create. Button.
And that's it. That's everything on the home screen. So it's really simple, really easy to use. It's optimized to your accessibility settings. So I have a Way Tag here that I've already created, and I'm going to demonstrate with that by reading.
Read. Button. Read alert. Ready to scan. Ready to scan.
So iPhone tells me it's ready to scan, and I'm just going to touch the top skinny edge of my iPhone directly to that tag.
Way Around. Way 1. Power on. Top right. 2. Adjust dial. Normal has a double tone. 3. To start. Hold bottom right button for 3 seconds.
So in this example, it's a tag that I made for my washing machine. And I didn't put washing machine because when I map out appliance, you know, I would know exactly what it is. But what I put in the description field, and the description is what you would hear the first time you scan a tag, is kind of the typical usage instruction. So I want to know how to, you know, set everything to normal and just turn the thing on. And this washing machine happens to have a touch screen. It doesn't have physical buttons. It has one of those dials. And, you know, the normal one does have a double tone, so I can orient myself, you know, without a visual cue to when it's set to normal. But then I added some additional information that doesn't come up the first time you scan, but might be helpful to me at some time. So I'm going to just swipe right and let you hear each of those pieces.
Quick wash one to the right of normal. Wipe three to the left of normal. Samsung model WS45R6100AC.
So those are three pieces of information I've put in. I put in a couple of other settings that I might want to refer to, you know, quick wash and wipe, so that I can remember, you know, how many clicks past normal do I have to get to? And then I also put in the model number, because if I ever need to get this service, you know, the servicer always says, well, what kind of washing machine is it? And then I don't have to, you know, try to find that information. It's just right there and way around. So I entered all of this information, but I customized it to be exactly what I wanted and to show exactly the type of information I need. So next I'll show you how easy it is to edit the information. So I'm going to go down to the bottom. There's now three buttons across the bottom, read, edit, and create. So I'll go down to that edit button.
Edit button. Edit way tag, heading level one, and banner.
So I double tapped and everything that was just on that way tag is now in an editable format. So you can edit everything, you can totally change the information, you can add, you know, you can change just a little bit if there's a typo or something isn't quite right. So what I want to do is actually add in a phone number for the servicer so that I can scan this tag and easily get the phone number. So I will swipe down.
Description. Heading level 2. 1. Power on. Top right. Detail. Heading level 2. Detail type. Custom. Custom. Heading level 2, quick wash. Multi 1 to the right of normal. Multi-line text field. Delete this field. Add a field. White. Multi-line text 3 to the left of normal. Delete this. Add a field. Samsung model. WS4. Delete this field. Add a field. Button.
And I'm swiping right on purpose so that you can hear how the interface works. So I'm on add a field and I'm going to just double tap on that.
Add your label. Multi-line text field. Double tap to edit.
So each of these fields has a label and then text. So for the label, I'm going to say servicer.
Multi-line text field is editing your label. Word mode. Insertion point at start.
So I'm now in there. The keyboard has come up on my screen, and you can either type it in. If you have a Bluetooth keyboard, you could input the information that way, or you can use the dictate function with the microphone, which is what I'm going to do.
Dictate.
Servicer, Gox Appliance.
Multi-line text field is editing. Servicer, Gox Appliance. Word mode. Insertion point at end.
So I hit the done button, and then I'm going to swipe right.
Your text. Multi-line text field. Double tap to edit. Multi-line text field.
But
editing.
I double tap.
Word mode. Insertion point at start.
And again, I'm going to dictate in the phone number.
Dictate.
888-123-4567.
Multi-line text field is editing. 888-123-4567. Word mode. Insertion point at end.
And to get out of the keyboard, I just hit the done button. And it brought me back, and it repeats exactly what you entered so that you know that it's been entered correctly. And I am going to swipe again.
Delete this field. Add a field. Right. Button.
So at the bottom of the screen, there's a right button. I'll double tap.
Alert. Ready to scan. Ready to scan.
It brings up that exact same ready to scan interface, and I'm just going to, again, touch the very top of the tag to the skinny edge of the phone.
Wait. Success. Way tag written. Returning to way around. 1. Power on. Top right. 2. Adjust dial. Normal has a double tone. 3. To start. Hold bottom right button for 3 seconds.
So again, that's that description that you hear anytime you scan a way tag, whether you're reading or writing it. And I'm going to quickly swipe through so that you can, all the things that you've already heard, and you'll hear what I just added.
Quick wash one to the right of the white three to Samsung lock. Servicers got the client. 8881234567.
So I've added in that phone number, so now I don't have to go looking it up. The current release, the phone number is not clickable, but we're going to have a new release really soon, and that phone number will actually be clickable right from your app, so you can go ahead and dial Scott's Appliance and get right to him to service your washing machine. So that's really how Way Around works. It's a very flexible system, so you can put a way tag on just about anything. You know, I gave you the example of an appliance, but a lot of people will use the buttons to tag their clothing. I have a lot of gardeners who use Way Around. They'll put way tags in their seedlings, on their plants, you know, even tie it to tomato plants, and you can label, you know, is this your cherry tomatoes or your heirloom tomatoes? What's the fertilizer schedule? If you have a particular fertilizer mix that you like to use, you can get really creative. You can put a lot of information on any tag. It's about 2,000 characters, which is a couple of pages in Word. So you can really add a ton of information. If you, you know, play games, if you're into board games, you could put some of the instructions on the way tag. You know, people talk about their CD or DVD collections, and you could put a good deal of information, even, you know, liner notes, or you could even put a little review in. So you can get very, very creative with how you use this type of information. So the other thing I wanted to talk about are just the different types of way tags, because you do need a way tag. A way tag has a tiny little chip and an antenna. And so it's a wireless communication that works with your phone. It doesn't need any kind of battery. You're not using the phone's camera. You're simply touching the phone to the way tag, and that's how the wireless transfer happens. So it's really great. You don't have to, you know, line up a camera with a barcode or a QR code or anything like that. You just simply tap your phone. If you have an iPhone, I mentioned a few times that it's in that top skinny edge. So not the front face or the back face, but that top edge. And for Android users, you're probably used to what I'm about to say, but there's nothing standard with Android. So with an Android, if you're not familiar with NFC, if you've never used it, what I would recommend is getting an NFC tag and using the Way Around app, and then you can simply scan your phone back and forth in a really methodical way until you find that sweet spot. And the Way Around app will vibrate a little bit. And if you do that a couple of times, you'll learn very quickly where your NFC reader is located. I also have a Google Pixel that I use, and on that device, it's just above the center, a little bit to the right side. So it's a very different place from the iPhone. But once you know where your NFC reader is, you'll be good to go. It's very simple to use, and reading takes just a split second. So in terms of the different types of way tags, we have 7 different way tags that we offer. There are stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. There are 2 different types of stickers, a square and a round. And they're not just a personal preference. The square means something. Anything in Way Around that is square can go on a metal item. So metal will interfere with the NFC technology. So anything that's square is a tactile way of letting you know that it has a little bit of a protective barrier so that the metal doesn't interfere with the technology. If you happen to use a round sticker on something metal, the round sticker isn't ruined. You just need to get it off of that metal item and then use it on something that's not metal. And I will say the stickers are pretty sticky. You really can't peel them off and put them back on to something else without a good deal of work. So they're really good for, you know, if you have containers for dry goods, shelf labels, things that you're not going to move them around, the stickers are great for that. Some people will put them on an index card or another piece of paper, and then you could, you know, clip the index card, you know, to a paper or something like that if you are wanting to reuse the stickers more. The magnet is square because it goes on metal, and it's really great for canned goods. So if you have canned food, you just stick the magnet right on the top or the bottom. The square tags are not very flexible because of that protective layer, so I wouldn't recommend putting it on a round can. that you just stick it on the flat surface, top or bottom. It's also great to go on the fridge if you want to use it almost as an electronic post-it note. You can write yourself notes, you know, remember the milk type thing. We have two different styles of buttons. One is called the two-hole button, and it is a little bit smaller. It's one of the smallest weight tags, about 20 millimeters, and you can sew it directly into your clothing. We do offer a blind-friendly sewing kit if that's something you're interested in, but we would recommend just, you know, thread that won't melt. The buttons are completely waterproof. They can go through the washer, the dryer. They're heat-proof, very hot, and then they're also cold-proof down to negative 40 degrees, and I recently learned that negative 40 is the same for Fahrenheit and Celsius. So they're really versatile. And I mentioned the cold because the oval hole button is 25 millimeters. It's round and it has a notch cut out of the center so that you can use a safety pin if you want to attach it to clothing items. You can also use an elastic band or a rubber band and attach it to just about anything. So a lot of people will use the elastic band or rubber band and put the oval hole button in their freezer because it can go down to really cold temperatures. This is also the product that gardeners tend to use, especially if you're doing outdoor gardening. I would recommend doing this because it is very, very durable. Again, that's the oval hole button. And then finally, I have the weight clips. And again, we have a square and a round one. So if you're using it on metal, make sure you get the square one. And they're clips, the top third, they're almost 2 inches tall. And the top third has the technology in it. And then the bottom two-thirds has a couple of little tongues. So you can either face the tag up or down. These are great on cereal boxes, granola bar boxes, any sort of paper, thin cardboard. They also, one of the tongues has a little bit of an indention. So you could use it with an elastic band. Some people use the square weight tag for canned goods. They'll put a rubber band and just stick that weight clip on it. So it's another really versatile product, and some people will also just use these for plants. If you have indoor house plants, you can just stick the clip right down in the soil. You know, people will put all kinds of information, again, fertilizing schedule. If you need to, you know, put it in a dark place, it's a really popular way to use this item. So I believe that is my spiel, and you know, if there are questions, I'd love to hear your thoughts and answer any questions.
Jessica, if you could just tell us, what is a starter kit consist of, and what's the basic introductory pricing, if you know it, in Canadian dollars?
So, sure. So the starter kit is a really great way to try out Way Around. It has 60 tags. They're all different types of tags. You get 5 to 10 of each of the different types of Way tags. We give you a few more of some of the more popular weight tags, just so you can really experiment with them. And often people will get that starter kit and then you realize that you really like, you know, one type of button and you like the stickers, you know, and then you can order any of the types of weight tags in a pack of 25. So if you decide you really love the oval hole button, you could buy, you know, a couple of packs of 25 and use them on your clothing or, you know, in your freezer. So the starter pack in U.S. dollars is $62.99, and I'm sorry, I don't know what Canadian Assistive Technology is listing it as.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to let you guys know the Canadian price is $85 for the starter pack.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah. So that's $85 to get you started in Canada, and the app is free, so anybody can download the app and play with it at any time, right?
That's right. So the App Store, Google Play, it's called Way Around Tag and Scan.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks for being here tonight, Ryan. So maybe he'll be able to answer any questions people have of Canadian.
Yeah, he might have played with it too.
So, and the other thing I really love about it, and you didn't mention it, Jessica, but I love that on some food items, I can put in things like best before dates and purchase dates and those kinds of things.
That's right. We do have detail types, and the example that I gave you, I had used the custom detail type, but when you're creating the tag, you first enter a description, and then the next thing that you're able to do is choose a detail type. So we have some predefined ones like clothing, files, cleaning supplies, grocery items, that type of thing. And if you choose one of those, the grocery items is a great example. It'll give you a number of fields that are fairly standard. So things like nutrition information, you know, if you want to label something as nut-free or gluten-free, if that's important to you, you can do that through the picker and our predefined items. That way you don't have to type that in time after time. We do have some dates, best before dates, you know, even the purchase date, if that's something you want to keep track of. And then on any of those detail types, you can always add your own custom details.
So I had two quick questions. One is, I'm presuming you can re-record or change them at any number of times for the tags, like move them around. And like, I know the stickers you can't unstick, but you can reuse them as many times as you want to.
That's exactly right. So anytime you want to change the information, you would just go into edit. You can do that an unlimited number of times, and you can also completely rewrite the information on a tag. So if you have it on black beans and you want to switch it to, you know, a can of, you know, corn or green beans or something, you can just totally rewrite all of the information.
And my second question is, is there any possibility to put in voice recordings as tags? Just because some people like to get other people to maybe read something out and might be able to use it that way.
It's a good question, Kim. Right now we don't have that possibility. It is something that comes up from time to time. And one of the differences from Way Around is, you know, for anyone who's technical, Way Around is database driven. So all of this information is going into a database, which as we continue to develop, will let you do more interesting things with your data. And so a voice recording really is just a file that's separate and doesn't really give you that same database-driven power. So we'd love for you to, you know, try out the database, and we're going to continue to unlock some additional features that will let you use more of that database. And we also may introduce a way to add a voice file in the future.
That makes total sense.
And I think, too, Jessica, that even if you're getting someone else to read information into it with the dictation features of the smartphones.
Yeah, they're okay.
Converted the text, right?
One quick other question. Can you use it with an iPod Touch, you know?
So only iPhones have an NFC reader. Some people do use it with an iPad. I haven't heard of anyone using it with an iPod Touch, so I don't see why you couldn't use it with that. And what you would need to have is, we have something called the Waylink. It's an external NFC scanner, and it connects to your device via Bluetooth. So iPhone 7 and above has a built-in NFC reader. So if you have an older iPhone, or if you're wanting to use it with your iPad or an iPod Touch, you could just get the Waylink. It connects via Bluetooth, and then you would scan with that Waylink. You still get all the interface through your device, but you could get that interface through the iPad or another device.
Great. And I guess, Ryan, you guys will be selling that Waylink as well?
We are. All of the Way Around products and pricing are up on our website now. We've just recently placed our order for stock, as well as my own order, so we should be getting that shortly.
Perfect.
I was just going to comment on one other thing you said about having somebody else add information. All of the information in Way Around is private to your account. So if you're logged in as Kim, I'm not going to be able to read the way tags that you write. But some people will, you know, both log in using the same username and password. So if you have, you know, a sighted friend or family member and you want them to enter some information, that's how you would be able to read that. And we're also coming out very soon with our public product, Way Around for Public Spaces. So it's the same technology, but if you could imagine, you know, walking into a building, if there's signage and there's a way tag attached to the signage, you could just scan that and get all of the information accessibly.
Yeah, this is Jerry Frickidich, Pembroke. I presume you need a data link to use this product?
Yes, you do need. Well, you need to be connected to the internet sometimes. So when you first log in, you either need to have a cell signal or a Wi-Fi signal. And then the data is all saved both to your phone and to the cloud. And it's to our way around cloud database, database, not to your iCloud. So if you do go offline, or let's say you go on a cruise or something like that, you would still be able to read all of the way tags because those are saved to your phone. And you could even write new way tags. And then the next time you're connected to the internet, all of that would sync and back up to your cloud account.
Thank you.
So Jessica, just before Jerry asked his question, you had covered a couple of things that I thought we might explore a bit further. First of all, the tags that I create are only available to my username and password. So, and that's in the app. I don't have to worry about people being on my Apple ID, correct?
That's correct, yes. So if you're logged in, you know, to Way Around with your username and password, your username is just your email address. And, you know, you could have that if you have an iPhone and an iPad, have multiple devices, it's going to sync as long as they're both connected to the internet. But then, you know, your friends who come over and have Way Around aren't going to be able to read your information.
Okay, so I'm thinking of something like in an office situation, if two or three of you need access to this, you just have to set up a universal username and password so that everybody in the office gets access to those tags.
That's right. You know, that's definitely one way to do it. And then the other is the way around for public spaces. So right now it's, you know, and this product is coming out in the next few weeks, so it's just around the corner. And it would allow you to write public information that anybody could read. And at some point, we'll also add a feature to where you can have group information. So if, you know, there's several people in the accounting department using Way Around that you don't want, you know, anyone and everyone to read your accounting information, you could keep it private just to your accounting group. So that's coming down the road. I don't have a timeline for it, but it'll be available through Way Around for public spaces.
Is there a way, Jessica, of knowing when you are in a public space that would have a Way Around tag? Does the app let you know you're near something? Or, like, that's always a quandary for me with, say, Braille signage or other things that people say, we have great signage, but I don't know it's there, so I don't necessarily go looking for it. Is there some way that we would know that we're near something?
Yes, it's a great question, and there's a few different ways. We haven't, you know, like I said, we're just about to roll this out, so there's still a lot of things we're planning to add that won't be in this first version, but we may end up sending you a push notification. I know there are other apps that will, you know, if you're kind of in the vicinity, they'll send you a push notification. Hey, did you know, this service is available here? So that's definitely an option. There's some other technologies we could explore, you know, and then, of course, if there's certain chain businesses, they could also help promote to let you know that they're that they use Way Around.
I can hardly wait to get out into my shop with these tags and place them on my 7 or 8 buckets of screws, because then I won't have to lift the lid to find the one I want. I'll be able to use the tag to get right to the bucket I need.
Does anyone it as to find a location, say somewhere like a hotel room you're staying in for a few days or something like that, and like, does anyone use them like that to find some place within a big building? Like, I don't mean the public ones, but personal tags, like, for that.
Sure. So I think I'm going to take this from a couple of different points. So it's really for confirmation. So Way Around, with this NFC technology, you need to be very close. So within, you know, a few centimeters. So if you're walking down the hall and saying, where the heck is my room? Way Around isn't going to be able to send you a signal and help you get there. You can use other tools for that. But if you're wondering, gee, is this my room? If, you know, maybe if you've stuck a way tag, you know, somewhere that you could scan just for that confirmation. Okay, yep, this is the one. That's a great way to use it. And, you know, I do know of people who have used it, you know, even if they have a route that they walk regularly, and, you know, after a certain number of blocks, they need to make a turn, they'll put a way tag somewhere discreet that they would know where to look for it, so that they could remind themselves, yep, here's where I need a turn. You know, I think you would have to use your own judgment in terms of, you know, the legality and where you would put that, and, you know, it could possibly be damaged. But yes, I do know of several people who are using it in just that way.
And I wanted to just say too, I know, Jessica, you've used the term NFC, and I'm not sure if you said the words out loud, but it stands for near field communication. And when they use the word near, they mean it has to be really close. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for adding that.
It's similar to the mobile payment options you have through your phone.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good example.
It's the same technology, isn't it, that they're using, near field communication.
So would it work on an Apple Watch then? Because Apple Pay works on that. Would it work on an Apple Watch or some kind of smartwatch?
Apple Watch does have an NFC reader. We have not yet developed an app for Apple Watch. So it's something that we may do in the future.
If anybody else has a question, raise your hand. Star 9.
I wonder
nine
if telephone Ryan, and, Ryan, have you played with it?
Not yet. As I mentioned, Steve has just ordered our stock, and my order is part of that. So I should be getting it hopefully in the next week or so.
Oh, cool.
Once I do, we're planning to do a video of me labeling all my vinyl records and Blu-rays and all sorts of stuff.
Well, you haven't sold them in a garage sale yet?
Are you kidding me? They're not for sale.
I like that you can put so much data in. Like, I like the fact, because a lot of the barcode, the apps that will read barcodes or something, I like the fact, like you said, Albert, about you could put in the expiry date, you can put in cooking instruction. You know, you could put a whole bunch of stuff in there.
You can put the date that you put the item into the deep freeze.
Yeah. And I like that you could, you know, I really love the fact that you can put a whole bunch of information on there and skim through it easily. Like that's nice, because I also am not very good sometimes at finding barcodes or things with my devices, like lining them up properly. So the fact that you could just touch it.
A couple of questions. One is, you talked about bringing the thin edge of the phone close to the tag. I'm assuming that you cannot bring your phone over there with a case on it. It'll have to be the phone without a case.
Most cases will work. So you don't, you know, you need to be within a few centimeters. So usually a case isn't so thick that it's going to affect the reading. Some cases, you know, if you have like a really glittery, bedazzled phone, phone case, some of those do have metal in them. And I've only run into one case that's really not been able to read a weigh tag. Most, you know, I have a case on my phone and it's able to read.
Okay. The other question I have quickly is, can you copy and paste? Like, you added a phone number. Could I copy, say, a number from my contact list and then go to the edit field and just paste that in?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, that's the way a lot of people will get in a big chunk of information. You know, if you're really comfortable using something on your computer, Word, an email service, you could get all of the information just how you want it to appear, especially if it's something like I showed you with the, you know, instructions for an appliance. And then you simply, you know, email it to yourself or get it to your phone and copy and paste it into Way Around. A lot of people will do that.
Okay, so text selection in the iPhone would work, selecting it and then moving to the edit field, et cetera. Okay, great, thanks.
I was wondering about the power consumption for NFC, and I know it can be turned on and off in your settings. Is it, if you left it on by mistake, would it drain your phone quite a bit? And the other thing...
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no is the quick answer. It really uses very little battery power. It's, you know, and especially with an iPhone, your NFC reader is basically always in standby mode. And when you press that button, it says ready to scan. So that's basically the iPhone saying, you know, hey, NFC reader, wake up, you're going to scan something. So that's really the only time it's even on.
Okay. And the other comment I have is, if you know how to use that, maybe people can learn about using it you can send files by tapping your phones together and stuff like that. So you can do that as well. Yeah.
Yep. Same technology. That's great.
Jessica, is that something two Way Around users could do? Is they could exchange information by tapping their phones together?
Not currently. So NFC is not a new technology. It's been around for, you know, a decade or more. It's kind of the, you know, it's a subset of RFID, and a lot of people who use QR codes are, you know, NFC is thought of as the upgraded, more secure QR code. I'm sure there are a lot of NFC people who would say that's a gross oversimplification. But because it has been around for a while, there's a lot of more technical people, and John, you sound like you might be one of these, who have come up with a number of ways to use NFC. You know, you can have an NFC tag that you might have it next to your bedside table, and you scan it, and it changes different settings on your phone. That kind of technology has really only been available through Android. iPhone only opened up their NFC reader outside of Apple Pay a couple of years ago, and they did exactly what I just said. They opened up their NFC reader, not the writer. So with iPhone, you can't yet write to NFC tags. I believe that's changing with iOS 13, but we've developed a system that's basically a workaround. Apple has approved it. They know what we're doing. But it's a pretty clever way that we're using NFC, you know, for you to be able to add information and really easily update it. So, but there's lots of little, you know, cool little things that you can do with NFC. And if you do a good Google search, you'll open up a whole can of worms. But most of those things aren't current features of the Way Around app.
And you used an acronym for the Android technology. RFID tag, what does that stand for?
Sure, so it's not actually Android. RFID is radio frequency identification. It's often used in, you know, security. If you've ever gone to a department store and, you know, if you get too close to the scanners, the beeping will go off. That's an RFID tag, and they can, you know, you can have them for all different types of things, but they do need more of, you know, some sort of power. So NFC is a subset. It's another radio frequency tag, but it's, you know, it's much, it's just much more defined in how it's used. And so because of that, it's seen as much more secure, which is why the first use case was for Android Pay and for Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you.
I have a question. You might have said this. If you did, I missed it, but for people with some vision, I don't have any, but for people with low vision, do they actually, can they see the tags very easily? Are they bright, like contrasted, or like, is it easy for them to see them on surfaces?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you, Kim. Most of our Way tags are white with our logo in black, so they are high contrast. The two buttons are only, they're black. I guess they're really like a dark charcoal gray. And the waterproof and the really durable material only comes in this color. So, you know, sometimes we have people who are wanting them in all different colors, but they only come in black to be really durable. And then I should also add that, you know, for low vision users, and Darwin, one of our co-founders is low vision, and one of his challenges is color blindness. So he's in his late 60s, and he recently used Way Around to tag all of his clothing. And he said it's the first time in his adult life that he can go in and pick out an outfit without having his wife, you know, help him out. So it really is great. You know, if you have inverted colors on your phone, it'll work with that. If you use larger text, if you're low vision, and, you know, use an iPad because that works well for you, get a Waylink. And Way Around will be great. And it also works with a Braille display. So it works for, we have a few deafblind users who say it's
very
just,
cool.
Totally opened up their world.
That is amazing. I don't think there's anything else that I know of that works with a Braille display, like in that way, right? Because I haven't heard of any of the, well, I guess the scanning ones, Voice Dream Scanner, or those things you could read it with a Braille display, but that's really great.
I'll bet you any money that the pen friend doesn't work with a Braille display.
Oh, no.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to say that we find to be one of the biggest advantages of this technology. You know, I have a pen friend, and I don't know how many times I've had to try and find batteries, or my pen friend is rolled under the couch, or Braille labels, trying to find the Braille labeler, or Dymo tape for my Braille labeler. you know, we've all had our own techniques and ways of labeling things around the house for many, many years. But how many of us always have our phone on us? Probably 90% of us. My phone is always in my pocket.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. And the one disadvantage of some of the labeling systems is you can't back them up, like you can't store them. So if you lost your pen friend and got another one, those labels don't work. The ones you did for the other don't automatically work, right? I think that's correct.
Yeah,
and so this would be great.
If you lost your phone, all you have to have is any iPhone and load the Way Around app and put in your username and password, and your tags are all still good.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, even if you go to the dark side, switch from an iPhone to an Android or an Android to an iPhone, then, you know, you'll still get the same information. Just log into your app.
That's awesome.
I was just going to say, too, and Jessica, I don't think you mentioned it, but Way Around does have a utility on their website that you can do a quick search to see if your phone has NFC built in, but also a quick Google search would be the definitive way if you're not sure.
That's right. We do have it's called a device checker. If you go on our homepage and scroll down, you'll be able to find it. You can put in the make and model of your phone. It's not a comprehensive list, you know, but it does cover a lot of the, you know, the big phones. Definitely the ones in North America, I think, should be on there, but there's always new phones coming out and we try to update it regularly, but it's not, you know, daily or weekly that we update it.
We have a question from a 604 number. Go ahead, Kim, though.
604. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, it just popped into my mind. The other great thing about it is no matter what language you speak and use, if English is not your first language, or you can put it in those languages on your phone and you could read, like you could listen to them in whatever language you feel comfortable. So that's something the others don't have, I don't think.
Do the labels
are
the labels on the app available in other languages, Jessica?
Right now, the labels on the app are only in English. We are talking about doing some translation on those, but, you know, as Ken said, if you want to put information in any language that's supported by a smartphone, then that's how the information would be output to you.
Yes. Perfect. Okay.
And I think because the interface is so simple, you know, there's not a ton of English words, but go ahead.
I know you initially had said what the starter package included. Also, I hear somebody by the name of Ryan. Now, who is distributing these in Canada? Who will be, is CNIB going to connect to this or collect on this? Is this only strictly through a distributor?
So Elmer and gang, Jessica and the great people over at Way Around have signed us up, Canadian Assistive Technologies, as their distributor for Canada. So any questions or concerns you have regarding the products, definitely feel free to give me a call.
And I think Elmer might have missed the price of the starter pack.
Yeah, all the prices and products are up on our website, which is canastech.com. And the starter pack starts at $85.
Sorry, okay. And can you say to how many labels were in the starter pack? Was it like 60 labels, I think you said, was it?
Yeah,
60 labels and all the different kinds. So that's great. So then after that, if you wanted to get only some more of this one or that one, there would be the ability to get whichever ones you wanted, I guess.
Yeah, I do want to throw this out there too, and Jessica, jump in. I did notice that one of the products that is up on our site is the sample pack, which is different than the starter pack. And the sample pack is $20 Canadian, and I believe has one of each tag.
That's right. Yep, it's a little higher price point per tag, but if you just want to try it out, kind of get your hands on the product, it's another great way to do that.
Okay, so sample pack and starter pack are two different items. Okay.
Yes, and then there's a kitchen pack and a laundry pack.
Oh, I see. So they're labeled according to the...
Yeah.
The uses of them.
But I was just going to say, you know, it really is one of those products that once you get your hands on it and you start trying a few tags and you can see how easy it is to use, then you start thinking of more ideas. And if you ever get stumped, and even if you on this call, if you're thinking, gosh, I'd love to try way around on, you know, this or that, what kind of way tag should I use? Definitely, you know, either send us an email or reach out to Ryan. You know, we're only once if somebody stumped me and I said, I'm going to have to think about it for a couple of days, because the tags, there are 7 of them, but just about anything you could possibly want to tag, there's going to be a way tag for it.
So what pack did you get, Ryan?
I think I got like 3 round clips and 3 packs of stickers, square and round, couple $100 worth, so I'm hurting. But I'm excited. I talked to Jessica before when we were looking at picking this product up, or just after we picked it up, and we did a FaceTime chat, and I showed her my guitar amps, and, you know, can I label this, can I label that, can I do this, can I do that? And like I said, I got really excited about it and ordered a whole bunch of them, so I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out to my workshop with the sample pack I have and label a few things.
But that's also a really great idea, Ryan, when you did a FaceTime call with Jessica. Like, sometimes if someone is stuck, could they do that with someone, Jessica? Like, I'm not saying we should all do it all the time, but if someone's really stuck and they wanted to show you something they were trying to label with a tag, is that something your company does?
Yes, absolutely. If you get stuck, you know, just send us an email, connect@wayaround.com. Often we're able to, you know, just describe it over email and recommend a tag, you know, but if you do get really stuck, we could jump on a FaceTime or a Zoom or something. Also say we have if I can say one more thing, we have a YouTube channel, and we're working on putting up more videos, but we have a great tutorial video about how to read a way tag done by me, so you'll hear my voice more. If you get stuck, if you just want to know how do I read a way tag, all of our, I shouldn't say all, the sampler pack does not have this. Everything else has a way tag on the package. So when you get it, you can actually scan the label on the package and hear all of the contents and confirm, you know, Ryan, you got several different packs. So without having to feel around, you could just scan the outside and know these are your square stickers, these are your round stickers, and get started pretty easily.
Thank you very much, Jessica. And I have masses of ideas, of course, it'll just have to wait.
You're going to label your horses, Irene?
I've been waiting for this, Kim. Yeah, because I was thinking of figuring out a way to tie the phone, the old phone, to the pony. But this thing, you know, it's a little safer, like not quite as expensive. And I could use FaceTime audio to phone my horse and find out where he is. Eh? You know, if it could be dangerous. Yeah. Okay. This is much simpler. I think we're good to go.
I love it.
Yeah. Not completely, but more or less off topic. I need to ask anybody who is using iOS and a plant identification app. I've gone through several of them, and we have poison parsley. And I would rather not get tangled up with poison parsley. I would rather take a picture of it and send it in and find out it is definitely poison parsley, and I will leave it alone. So anybody that has an accessible plant identification app would be much appreciated if you could put it on the GTT support or tell me about it. Thank you, Albert.
Oh my goodness. Irene. I've never heard of poison parsley. Now I'm scared now.
Okay. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, there's so many different ways we can use this, but the one sometimes it is labeling cans. So how would you take a case, like, so I buy cases, let's just say I buy a case of apple juice or a case of tomato juice or a case of chicken noodle soup. Do you have to label each can separately? Can you label the box? How can you work with that?
Sure, that's a great example. And you could do all of the above. So, you know, if you have a case in, you know, a storage area in your basement or a closet or somewhere, You could use, you know, anything from, you know, you might try a weight clip. A lot of them have either like a plastic wrapping, or if it's in a thin cardboard box, you could just put it right on and then you could just label the case. But if you took out a couple of items because they're in use, then you might want to label that one item while you're using it. And then once that one's gone, you would just simply get a new, you know, a new apple juice and switch the label over to the new apple juice. You know, some people will even, for things like juices, if you have a lot of the same things, you could put a sticker on the cap. And so then you keep the cap and you put it on the new juice. You'd have to be careful if you have a bunch of different, you know, kinds of juices not to get them mixed up, but it's a good way to kind of reuse weigh tags.
I just thought of, like, the round stickers are a stick-on sticker. The square ones are a magnetic sticker, correct?
Not quite. They're both stickers. We do have a separate magnet, but the square stickers are a sticker that you would stick on metal. So if you have, like, metal shelving or something like that.
Now, the question I have is, as a frugal kind of person, they're a sticker, and you mentioned that once you peel them off, they're not sticky anymore, or not, you probably wouldn't be able to reuse them. Could you use a double-sided sticky tape, put some on a sticker, and then restick it to an item? That doesn't affect the sensor, as long as you're not doing it on the front of the sticker, would it?
Exactly. Yeah, you could do you could do a number of things. Some people, you know, will stick it to something like an index card, and you could even trim it out and do exactly as you say. You could just tape over it. So it's, you know, you can get pretty creative with how you reuse these.
Okay. Thanks.
And just for clarification too, Elmer, so there's round and square stickers, and there's also round and square magnets, correct?
Right. Okay.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have a round magnet because not for metal. Okay.
No.
There's only a square magnet. There's also round and square clips.
Okay.
You want to, the clips are another, they're a little bit more expensive, but they are really versatile. And that's another one that you could use it and then move it to another item.
But typically, though, if it's something that's square, it's for use with metal as opposed to anything else.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
This is an answer to the question about the plants. There's a one that I sent you about maybe a month or so ago. It's called Aeopoly Vision, and they have a section for identifying objects, and I think plants is one of them.
Oh.
Maybe.
So it's
Aeopoly
Vision. If you search for that on the web, they'll tell you what it does, but I do believe they have a whole section for plants.
Jessica, are people using the stickers for medication bottles?
Yes, that's a great way to use them. You can use a sticker. You know, some people will even put a, you know, kind of affix a button to the top or the bottom. But yes, definitely for medications, it's one of the most popular uses. You know, another use is just for the stickers, if you have boxes in your attic or, you know, storage of holiday decorations, I'm, you know, already starting to think about Halloween and Christmas, and you could just label what's in the box. And, you know, we have a lot of sighted people who we come in contact with, but just as we talk about what we do, they're like, oh, I want that, you know, because you don't have to get, you know, Sharpie and, you know, whatever kind of system and scratch it out when things change. So in fact, I have little kids and they're in, my daughter just turned one. And so she's in that stage where she's constantly in the next size of clothing. And so I've labeled a bunch of different tubs of clothing so that I can easily sort through and change it once she's out of the next size.
Boy, am I ever glad you raised that, because we've got boxes, plastic totes in the garage that I'm always having to pop the lid off, trying to figure out what's in there. We can do a whole inventory on one of these tags.
Absolutely.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll be faster, so much faster to not like feel around inside things and trying to figure out what they, like, say for example, you were out somewhere and you wanted someone to read something to you. So for example, recently, my dog had big surgeries and she was on all kinds of medication. And when they had the going home visit, they were telling me this bottle is this and you can only give this with food. And this one is only once a day and it has to be this. And I was trying to remember and record. But if I'd had labels, even though I wouldn't be at the place where I was maybe sticking them on, or maybe I didn't have the label. But if I had the app open, could they record sections of the label without me having the label there, if you know what I mean? Or does the label have to be right there?
You really do need the label right there. I do have some users who kind of always keep labels with them. And in fact, it's a couple and they're both blind. And when they go out to eat, they get the server to tag their leftovers so they know whose is whose. And they just say, you know, here's a tag, you know, tell me what it is. And the server will say, okay, this one is this. And they'll just write it in, you know, right there. They've also gone to the restaurant Subway. If they each get, you know, a Subway sandwich to go, they'll just ask right there, you know, and the person will help them label. You know, I did mention Way Around for public spaces several times, and public spaces is a bit of a misnomer because it's not just about spaces. Signage is a great use for it. But we are working in the very early stages with some pharmacies in the U.S. to actually integrate it with their system so that if you went to a pharmacy, you know, someday you could tell the pharmacist, I want this information on Way Around, and they would just apply a tag with all of the information directly from their system. We do have, check out our blog. We have a lot of resources, but we had a couple of interns who were 16, two summers back, and they went through and they labeled their makeup and all of their beauty supplies. They were twins, both 16, and they both had vision loss. And so they were constantly like, you're taking my product. And they did a cute little video, so you can check it out. And Albert, you made me think of something, but I lost it. It'll come back to me. Oh, I know, Seeing AI. I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people, you know, do use other apps. You know, Ira came up on the beginning of the call, Seeing AI. There's all sorts of things out there, Be My Eyes, so you can get the information. And what, you know, Way Around works best when you use it in tandem with lots of other things. You know, there's no one-size-fits-all technology. So if you do use Seeing AI, then take the time to write that information to a way tag. That way you don't have to use Seeing AI every single time you're rummaging, you know, under your kitchen sink. Because it takes a split second to scan. So once that information is there, you can scan really easily and find out what all of those products are.
But that raises a question for me, Jessica. Thank you for that. Do I have to open the app to scan a tag, or do I just simply scan the tag?
If you're an iPhone user, you need to open the app, and that's because iPhone, I mentioned earlier that the NFC reader is always in standby mode, so you need to open the app and actually press the button to say, hey, engage the NFC reader. They say they're opening that up in iOS 13, but they haven't really given very many parameters on what that's going to look like, so I'm pretty anxious to see. If you have an Android phone, you don't need to open the app. If you scan a tag and you don't have the Way Around app, you'll immediately be taken to the Google Play Store to download our app. And then once you have the app and you're logged in, if you just scan a tag with your phone, it'll read it immediately. I say that it'll first open the Way Around app, and then you would have to do a second scan to actually get the information. It's a little quirk with the Android system. But Android is a lot more flexible in how you can use NFC, so you do get that immediate read.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But does it beep when it's scanned or whatever? Does it beep or something, or does it just start reading?
So whenever you scan, it'll vibrate a little bit, and then it'll just start reading the description. And it's really very quick, less than a second. Now, when you're writing the way tag, you get a success way tag written screen. So it'll say that aloud if you're using VoiceOver, and it also, the phone will vibrate to get that haptic feedback.
Does it work on the Apple Watch?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
And that's only because you haven't written an app for the Apple Watch yet, right? Jessica, tell us a bit more. Your last name is Hipp, H-I-P-P, is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
And your title at Way Around is?
I'm the COO.
COO.
And I should also, my unofficial title is Darwin, who I mentioned earlier, one of our co-founders, is actually my father. So he recruited me a few years ago, you know, to help him out and, you know, when he was saying, I think I got something here and I think we're going to turn it into a business and I need you to help me. And so it's been really fun to be able to work with him. And, you know, we have a pretty small team. We're a distributed office. We did that on purpose so that we can work with people with vision loss. So we all work out of our homes and get together every so often. We're based out of Dallas, Texas, but if you were on at the beginning of the call, I'm up in New Hampshire, up in New England.
Okay, I have a question. So let's just say I brought something home, like a frozen meal to put in a freezer. So if you took and labeled that, you could actually put the oven temperature and how long to cook on that label?
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, if you could put all of the directions, you could say, you know, the date you purchased it or, you know, the date that you needed to use it by, all sorts of things.
And which are the ones you said you could put in the freezer or in the heat? Are all of them like that, or just certain ones?
No, either of the buttons are what's rated. The oval hole button is the one that you can loop a rubber band or an elastic through. You know, sometimes rubber will snap in the freezer, so you might want to use an elastic. Or if it's a bigger box, you know, something like a frozen pizza, you might need to use kitchen twine or string. If you make your own food, you know, or, you know, if you get, you know, local meat or, you know, if you fish, you know, if you freeze big batches of food that's homemade, you can use lay around for that as well. And again, put in all those cooking instructions. Just to remind yourself what to do with all the great food you made.
And are all of the tags waterproof?
No, the only ones that are rated as waterproof are the two buttons. So those are the really durable ones. They're the black plastic. All of the other, the stickers and the magnets and the clips, if they get wet, you can wipe them off, but I wouldn't recommend submerging them in water. You know, some people have told me that they use the stickers in the fridge or even the freezer just fine, you know, but we just can't guarantee them. They're not, you know, tested and intended for that use. But the oval hole button, if you really want to use it in the freezer, that one's the way to go.
It's Elmer here.
Shoot.
The what if you took the tag and put it inside a plastic bag? Would it still be readable?
Absolutely.
Okay, so technically, I guess, or theoretically, not technically, theoretically, I guess you could take the sticker, seal it up in, you know, in a small little bag and stick that inside a package and reuse that and even use that in a freezer, etc.
Sure. Yep, that's a great idea.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I really appreciate that you were willing to come on. I think we had at the heyday there, we had about 25 people on the line.
Yeah, we did.
I really appreciate that you came on, Jessica, and Ryan, thank you for popping in as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web.